We are learning Maseches Va'abasra, Daf Kuf Samach Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots on top of the Amud, four lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah that we have a halacha in the Mishnah that there's a get makusher and a get pashut, and they have different halachas. They have to have the get pashut eidim mitaycha, the get makusher eidim achayrav, and the get makusher you fold it up and you tie it up, you knot it up, and it says over there. What does it mean to argue? What's the machlekes? Tanakama Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Gemara will discuss that. Talk to Gemara. But Tanakama less than Minhag Medina. Telling me the Tanakama does not hold the Minhag Medina. That means that if the Minhag is that we do the get a certain way, so the Tanakama will hold. You don't do like the Minhag Medina. Of course, he's married. If that's the way, if that's the Minhag Medina to do a get a certain way, of course you do it that way. So what's the machlekes? Omer Rav Ashi, you're right. But Asher then he give pashut. If the minig is there that they only do a get pashut, va'amalei avadi pashut, and it said, do for me, make for me a pashut, va'azav avalei mekusher, and the shliach went ahead and made a get mekusher, kapeda. He's makpid. If that's the minig, and he told you to make a get pashut, so you can't go ahead and make a get mekusher, because definitely a kapeda. If the minig in that city is nagi mekusher to make a get mekusher, only avle mekusher, and he said make for me a get mekusher, but also avle pashut, he went ahead and made a get pashut kepeda. It's also pashut kepeda. Would lav dafik talk about a get ish here? Talk about anything a star. So if the minig was pashut and told you to make a pashut, you have to make a pashut. If the minig was mekusher and he told you to make a mekusher, it's a kapado because that's the minig. So what's the machlokes tanakam barim shimrei gamliel? He pligi ba'ashut and higi ba'pashut makusher. The meaning there is some people make a pashut, make a get pashut. Some people write a get makusher, a tied get. Va'omal lay, and he told him avodli pashut. And he told the shliach, you know, he told the cipher, make me a get pashut, make me a star pashut. Va'ozov avodli makusher. He went ahead and did a makusher. That's the shliach did. He made a makusher. The cipher made a makusher. Is that a good get, a good star or not? So Mar Sovak Peda. Tanakama says, if I told you to do a pashut, then you went ahead and made a kosher, that's Kpeda. Well, Mar Sova Maramokum Uloi. If Shirin Gamil holds, it's a Maramokum. And that's the Lashon HaKol Kamina Gamadina. Let's read it inside the Rashbam, how he explains this. Mar Sova Maramokum Uloi. So it's the fourth line of Rashbam, the Ramas, the Marsav of Kpeda. So look at the Rashbam. Rav Shimon Sovar HaKol Kamina Gamadina, Kaloimar. What does that mean? Mara makum uloi shem teireach loy lichtoiv mekusher yichtoiv pashut. It says it's a mara makum. Says I'm telling you that you don't have to be teireach to write a mekusher. You could write a pashut. Miyum yichtoiv mekusher tvei nichlei sharei minig medina v'shteim. Both minig medina. It's a mara makum that if it's too hard to you shem teireach loy lichtoiv mekusher yichtoiv pashut. If it's too hard to you to write a mekusher, write a pashut. That's all I mean to tell you. But since the minig is both ways here. So, of course, you can write a mekusher. I'm saying you don't have to. You can write a pashut. So, it's mashma under Rashbam that this heter of Mar Mokum Uloi is only if he did something better. But let's say, in the place where I have a meaning of a pashut and mekusher, I'm not saying a Gemara's case now. Let me say it more over. The first Gemara says, if his meaning is only pashut, I told you to take a pashut, you have to take a pashut. If your meaning is only mekusher, I told you to take a mekusher. He had a meaning as both. 50% of people make a mekusher, and you told them to make a pashut. And he went and make a kosher. So then Zokter Spam, you know why it's good? Because there I said, if it's too hard for you to make a kosher, make a pashut. But if the case was I told you to make a kosher, Zokter Fidur Spam, and the minig is both ways. I told you to make a kosher, and he goes and makes a pashut, smash him under Spam, it's no good even for Shimon ben Gamliel. It's not a maramakam. Because there he did less than I told you. That's a smash under Spam. This is a dyak to Ritva. Rashbam's mashma only this way, but not the other way. But if you look at the Rosh, who, and this is really the Rif also, they hold Mara Malkum goes both ways. They go both ways. Now read the Lashon. He says like this. So it goes both ways in the Rosh and the Rif. It's both ways. Once the minig is both things, you switch it either way, it's good. In the Rashbam, it's mashba dafka this way. He says, because here, I can say, I did a bigger tercha for you. What do you want from me? I did a better thing than you. That's the diga de ritva. Machlekes Rishonim had to learn this man yama, mara makam ulai. Zok the Gemara Vayta. What's the problem? What's the Shaila? What Rashbam says like this. I'll read it one more time. He says, Sheim Kalayma Mara Mokamalai. What does it mean? Kalayma Mara Mokamalai. Sheim Tereyach is Tereyach Lechta Mekush. It's too hard to write Mekush because of Yichta Pashut. He told you to write a Pashut because Pshat like this. Of course you can write a Mekush if you want. Huh? It means if it's too hard for you to write a Mekush, you write a Pashut. That's what I mean. He didn't say those words. He said to write Pashut. But
why would you need to write a Mekush then?
No, it's right. He's saying, right. He's saying,
No,
it's like this. Because the minig is, some people write a Mekush, some people write a Pashut. So when he told you to do a Pashut, Mara Maka means that we don't assume means Dafka Pashut. It just means like this, that, you know, minig is both. You could do the Pashut if you want. That's what Mara Maka means. That's the whole Oymik of Mara Maka. It means like, if you want, you could do it this way. So, Zamamacho, hey, you like the Rosh better? You like the Rosh Bama? Macho was a.
I'm saying what you're saying.
The Ritva. I'm saying, it's not like it would be a diak of someone today. You can maybe have an arguing. The Ritva makes this diak. So, the Ritva is why position to react. Stam say that since the minig is both ways, not akpeda, like the Rosh says. Since the minig is both ways, not akpeda, why does he give a whole stick of Torah? Shem Terech, what do you say that for? What's Rosh Bama telling you with that? He's telling you that's the whole reason it's Maramakum. It's only a Maramakum because I'm telling you you can do something easy. But if I told you something hard, so why is it a Maramakum? Why am I telling you to do something hard? Why is it called Maramakum? That's what the Rishpam says. Not called Maramakum. I'm telling you to do something hard. That's the Pshat. The Ritva is beautiful. So I'm thinking about Omar by Hashem Gamil Rab Shim Rab Laza Kulu Sphir Luhu Maramakum Uloi. Abaye says the following three Tanoim hold Maramakum Uloi. Rav Shiva Gamil Hadamara, that's the sheet that we just said, that if you say to do a pashut, you're allowed to do makusher. Rav Shimon, the Tanan, Rav Shimon Aimer, im hitel ashvach ad reizu mekadeshas. And Mishnah Masech Dushan says like this, if you told a shliach, go be mekadesh isha with a dinner shal kesef, and he went ahead and was mekadesh to isha with a dinner zav. So the halach is that it's good, because the maisa, he made it better. He did it better. So therefore, it's a hitel shvach. It's mekadesh. It's a mara makim uloi din shel kesef. But din shel zav, which is better, is called a mara makim. It says the shvach yuchsim not. It says amanashi ani levi v'hu kayin. He's a kayin. That's no good. You know he's better than that. He tells the isha I'm mekadesh you. I'm asher levi. He lands being a kayin. So there she katayna. That I'd rather have a lesser of a guy. I don't want such a chash of a person. I want less of a person. But when it comes to money, that you tell the isha, the shliach tells the isha, hiskatli v'dinah shel kesef, and it turns out zav avada. It is a kedushin. Avada is a kedushin there because ma'aseh she got a better thing than kesef. She got zav, so it's only a mara makom ulah. You don't say, oh, she only was accepting this kedushin because it was shel kesef. So. The response we said, Hitl Shvach, Hayim Mara Makum, Misrat, Bishal Kesef, Kosh, which is up. Umiskadesh, they shlucham, Akmila Hassam. I'm talking about there, it was her Shliach, actually, her Shliach, who picked it up. And the man gave, said here, Hiskashi Bekesef, she brings it back to the Isha, and turns out she'll Zav. So there, Avada, it's better, because it's better than Kesef, and therefore, it's considered a Mara Makum Huloi. There's a whole sugi there. It could be sometimes she says, Dafka, I want Kesef. It could be she needs the Kesef for something. So that could be a Kepeda. I ain't Shaman the sugi. But he also holds Mara Makum Huloi. Rabbi Loza, what's Rabbi Loza? That's two. We already have Shimon Gamil and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Loza, it's not. And each Shaman is Kavli Gitim Makum Plaini. Each tells the Shliach, go pick up a get in a certain place for me. Vikiblo Makum Acha. And the Shliach went somewhere else to pick up the get. Possible. According to Tanakama, it's possible because maybe she don't want to get embarrassed at that place. Rav Loza Machshir, Loza holds Machshir, Marasav HaKepeda, Marasav HaMarakam Uloi. One holds, it's a Kepeda, one holds Maramakam Uloi, that you don't have to go so far, if you don't like the Rashbam explains. So Maramakam Uloi, L'troi Yachba Lechas B'Shvila Ad Oysi Mokam. And Yachba Lechas Yoysi Tav L'Bracha. I was just saying, you only have to go until Flatbush. You want to go to Long Island? Okay, go to Long Island. But it doesn't mean I'm going to have a Kepeda. That's the Mandiyam holds Maramakam Uloi. So these three Mandiyam all hold Maramakam Uloi. Rashim Gamil, and Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar. So the Gemara writes, it says at the end of the Mishnah that a get mekushet is three edim and a get pashut is two edim. So the Mishnah says that a pashut that he wrote an eight echad and a get mekushet that he wrote two edim is possible. So it's a big chiddush, no? That a get pashut has only one eid is possible. That's what says our Mishnah. Pashut is kosh by eight echad. I'm just saying that sarcastically. Pashut is kosh by eight echad. Umekushet is kosh by shnei edim. Shnei em psulim. So the Gemara. Bishlam Makusher, Shikos Mashaidim, Possel, that's Possel. It's a Chiddush to us. Saga Dachim, we know, Hoel Ba'al Makosher. Since usually two Edom is Kosher, Hachanami Kosher, Kamash on the Possel, Kamash on that's Possel, Ela Poshut, Shikos Ba'erechod, Pshita, a get Poshut that only says one aid, only has one aid signing. What do you need the Mishnah to tell me that's Possel? It's Poshut. You need two Edom. What's the Havmin? So I think Gemara, I'm a Baya. The case was that the get, let's say it's a shtar choyv. Shtar choyv came with one eid signed on it, and one eid ba'al peh, saying that this guy borrowed money from him. So, like the Rashbam explains, that's pashut, that you could collect the money. You have to aid him. You have one aid in the shtar, and one aid ba'al peh to collect the money. The question is, maybe it has din of a shtar as well, and you collect from the kuchas. We know if you have a shtar, then there's liens on the property also. So here, you have Erech of a shtar, Erech of a peh. Do you have a lien on a property or not? Zok the Mishnah, no, it's not a shtar. And there's two nafkmiyas that are a shtar. First of all, it's not a shtar, the guy will be collecting all the kuchas. Number two, the halacha is that if a malva walks in with a shtar, the loiva cannot tie in a parati. You can't say I paid up. Because shtarcha b'yod chamaboy, why is the malva holding on to the shtar? See, here also there's no tying like that, because it's not a real shtar, only has one aid to it. So Abai said, the chiddush of our Mishnah is a case we have eight echad b'ksav Erech of a peh. In such a case, it's not considered a shtar. That's the Chiddush Var Mishnah. Even though I have to aid him to collect from Bnei Chayri. That's a bias shita. A Meimar, Achshe Beirecha B'Ksav, Beirecha B'Apeh. A Meimar said it's kosher, Beirecha B'Ksav, Beirecha B'Apeh. It's kosher. The Rashbam learns, what does that mean? The Rashbam learns, they even collect from Lekuchos with the shtar. It's more, for sure you can't say Parati, connect the shtar, but it's even a good shtar to collect from Lekuchos. That's the Rashbam holds. Rashbam says, "V'ksav yodei mekui makam achar be'edim." You mekain that one aid. Ve'edach adnayim ba'peh ma'asid alayis malva. V'nir be'ein aid legamri machsha fil liptoif melekuchais. Kilu nechtam shnei aidim. The edach of shnei aidim ba'peh mafki lekal. There's a kal. V'nir advarim kein estam machsha legamri mashma. The reason why I'm speaking this out is because the Rosh and Siman Zayin argues completely on this Rashbam. And he holds that there's no tzad that you can collect from the kuchos with the shtar. And the machloek is actually a bayin ameim is if you can collect at all. But we're going to go with the Rashbam's shtar just to make it simple. But if you want to see the Rosh, it's Rosh Siman Zayin. But so we feed the Rashbam, what's the machloek? Because a bayin says, avada, if you have an erech of a ksav, erech of a peh, you could collect the money. Just it doesn't have the shtar. Not legabe koil, the kuchos, and not legabe shtar kuchos. And the ameim says, no, it's kosher legabe, even collect from the kuchos. I can ask you, what's going on over here? If you don't have to aid them on a star, so it's not a star, right? It's not a star, it should be a problem of picks of them. It's, El-Khari Delokha is that aid has to say aidus bepeh. If an aid sends in his aid, aidus with a star, it's not a good aidus, unless it's a din star. So there's showing masses kasha, and the basic teretz is that some Rishonim hold that the only psul picks of them that has to be aid mepeh, not miksav, is only for someone who's an elaine. He can't talk, so he can't write b'ksav. Someone who could talk could write b'ksav. That's the shita I think they're bringing. Tom, one of the Baal Tosfos some hole like that. That's one teretz. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the whole, it's only a chesaron to tell you that elam is possible. That's what a p means. It has to be able to talk. That's one teretz. Another teretz is that if you write it l'shem edus, is better also. I mean, someone writes it as a karam dvarim ba'alma, he just writes it to remember something, that's b'ksav. If he writes it for edus, then it's good.
I thought edus b'ksav is if you don't remember the edus.
Oh, that's right. That's the Karim Balmer. Right. That's some say. It's only the problem if you don't remember the Eidus, you're reading it from paper. If you remember the Eidus, you send it in with a paper, that's fine. Yeah, that's another Tarot. It's very good. I Kapana, back to Agamara. Look, it's a Baya and a Meimar if this Shtar is kosher. Now, the problem is like this. So I'm later of Ashut La Meimar, Bob. What do you do with a Baya? I'm like, Lois Shvili. I'm hold of a Baya. But the problem is, Al-Kashim Asnissim. The problem is, a Baya learned it up in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? One Eid is possible, and the Kasha is one Eid, Shkayach. Of course it's possible. Tarot is. That one aid is talking about one aid bepeh, one aid b'ksav. That it's possible. So what does a meimar do with the Mishnah? Because how else did he learn the Mishnah? How else did he learn the Mishnah? Abaye was older. So he said, Abaye, what do you do with Abaye Shita? So he says, no. Abaye was a Gderli Adar. So he said, no, I don't hold of it. But the man said, what do you do with the Mishnah? Elikash Masnissim. What do you do? Itaka didn't hold of him. Elikash Masnissim. But Shreem, how do you learn the Mishnah? Zakhtamar Tapama Bays, Hakumash Blon, the Shnaim Bimekusher, Keirechab Poshut. It's like a hekesh in the Mishnah. You're right. Eid Echab, that on a regular star, Maimer is saying, of course, if you only have Eid Echab, that's it, it's possible. What's the point? The point is we want to compare. Just like one aid on a star, we know is pasul deraisa. Two aidim like get mekusher, even two aidim, it's keilu it's pasul deraisa, and the child be a mamzer used to get. But since my kavanah is on the shtayim, but mekusher keirech v'pashut mahasam, just like by erech v'pashut psula deraisa afachanami v'psula deraisa. Here it's also pasul deraisa, which would mean like Tosfos speaks out second Tosfos lab dafka deraisa mamish. The get mekusher midrabbana, the whole get mekusher midrabbana, like Tosfos says, we learned before, it's only a smachta, not a pasuk. Kedom leil el masha avlad mamzer midrabbana. That avlad mamzer is midrabbana, like upon him, he'll learn the mishnah that way. But he badly holds. If you have erech b'ksav, erech b'peh, it's kosher.